Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slow down.
You don't care about your wig. Now, Wooly Willy got a pair of my sneakers. Wonder where he got them, because I hid them behind my speakers. The optic of your reflection is the T-top connection. What makes it clear you love the smoke.
Welcome back. Junkies All 106.7 The Fan. We're live on CSN. And joining us right now, join us every Friday during the football season, giving us winners. He's live from the Fat Cave. It's Skippy.
Skippy.
What's up, Skip?
Hey, Skip, I listened to the first podcast. I liked it a lot. I thought it was good.
Sound quality sounded like I was in a prison shower, people said, but
sound quality needs some work, but the content was good and, you know, it was entertaining. Jabby did a good job.
He's money.
I'm looking forward to it.
He's money. He says he'll fix the audio. I don't know. We'll figure. I don't know anything about that stuff.
You're just the talent. You don't have to worry about the audio and the
engineering. I'm not saying
issues.
I'm even the talent. I just don't know anything about, I mean, there's sometimes it goes in and out, you know, like I said. I mean, when I listened to it, it sounded okay. Then other people, I guess it depends on what you listen to it for.
You should have seen Skippy and I trying to work out Skype on our
laptop.
Oh,
he's the most
Skypey?
Well, what do you mean? It was you too.
No, it's you. Always you and your cameras and your stuff. Technology, I tell you. Have you changed the light bulb in your house ever?
Oh.
He's like, I can't figure out that he had to bring in his daughters to figure out the cameras. It's funny.
No, it's funny because I could see him, but he couldn't see me, and I didn't realize all I had to do was click off the little picture of the camera.
Sure.
Yeah.
It was on mute.
Right.
And I just had to unmute it.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to unmute the camera. Just click a button. He's so dicey. So 2 weeks you'll be here.
Yep.
2 weeks. It's exciting.
I enjoy Skyping with Skip.
I'm excited for Jason.
Yep.
I'm excited for the Redskins this year offensively. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, when there aren't games to pick, now I guess you can pick baseball games, but I don't think you're a big guy on baseball games. What exactly is happening on the Fat Cave if people were going to check out the podcast?
Well, you figure we'll do another show. We weren't going to wait, but we might, just to get the audio right, we might as well just keep pumping them out on Tuesdays and Thursdays so people get in the, you know, mindset that's when it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll just start breaking. I mean, there's lines out. There's all the NFL lines and totals are out. And there's college lines out. I think totals will probably be out in the next couple of weeks. So I'm just kind of talking about what I see going on in the NFL. Injuries, different things, colleges, who's quarterback and what, who coaches, teams I think will make a move this year. So it's just going to be, and then there'll be, it's not going to be long. It's going to be, I think that was 34 minutes, trying to keep it between 28 and 30 minutes. So content, couple stories, this and that, out every week. And then as we get closer, so probably when Jason's on in 2 weeks, like I said, totals will be out. We'll probably start making some picks as far as the games, you know, people want to talk about. They've already sent like 20 games. I mean, so we'll talk, break down the games people want to talk about, and then shoot out the fatty.
Well, the bottom line is, anytime you talk about college football and the Vegas odds and the lines and the totes, it just gets people excited. So it doesn't matter when it is.
It gets people excited.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
People
are
starving.
It's here now. It's 4 Saturdays.
People are starving for it. People are starving for it. I'm starving for it. I mean, July is just a terrible month.
July is a brutal month, but August will fly by, and 4 weeks from tomorrow, CSU opens their new stadium. Silly. First game of the year.
Does CSU still have that Nick Stevens cat at quarterback?
I think they do. Was he the freshman?
He's pretty good. I don't know if he's a freshman.
He's okay. They put in the senior last year late because I think Stevens either got hurt or just pooed his pants a few times. But they'll be okay.
Yeah.
The stadium won't be great. It's just in the middle of the campus.
Doesn't your daughter go to Colorado State? What year is she?
She'll be a senior.
Does she go to the games?
She will now. She's forced to. It's right outside there. I mean, it's literally in the middle of the campus. It's a fiasco.
I can't believe Skippy has a daughter who is out of college and has a kid already.
Right.
He's got a senior in college.
Skippy's old.
And he's got a junior in high school.
Hey, how about
he's a grandpa. Skippy is a grandpa.
Skippy's a grandpa. How about the us getting ready for the Bishop family and the tree trimming? My goodness.
Yeah, has Christy Wistie, has she trimmed the tree yet?
Well, what tree trimming? What are we talking about?
Well,
her tree.
No, she's a hippie, as we know. And we've got tons of plants and trees and bushes and this and that. So her mom came, and all of a sudden, I'm carrying every tree, bush, plant, everything I got. They're trimming it out on the deck.
Right.
So finally, we're done. It's 2 hours later, literally. In and out, maybe 3 hours. I'm tired. I'm like, are there any more trees or bushes that need to be trimmed? Mom looks at me. Christy kind of smirks. I don't think anything of it, right? We're done. Excellent. The ficus is mine. By the way, you do not want to move a ficus much, but this thing was out of control.
Who knew Skippy was so into pruning trees?
What's up with the ficus? I don't know anything about the ficus.
I don't know much. They don't like to be.
Good thing.
They don't like to be moved. Right. I'm just telling you. They're funky like that. Anyway, so it's bedtime, and I guess Christy had decided there was one more tree that needed to be trimmed. Huh?
Yep.
Meow. Right? Let me tell you, I'm not kidding. She turns a chia pet into a patchy kitty. I didn't know what to do.
I don't even know.
I didn't know whether to run, jump on it, or shoot it. If I had a gun, it might be dead right now. Unbelievable. I don't know what she does. She does so many wonderful things with trees and plants, but the old meh. Unbelievable.
I can't wait to hang out with Christy. I've only spoken to Christy a few times on the phone, but I cannot wait.
Birthday.
Everyone is talking about cleats out there. I mean, we have to go there. I just want it to be me and you, though. I don't want it to bring the families. Be me and you.
I told you they're not going to go. No, yeah, we'll go in and visit the cook who gave me a gummy bear the other day, and that went south.
Why is that?
Well, because gummy bears are, you know how I won't do edibles in Colorado because they're unregulated.
It's a silly type of gummy bear.
Yeah.
No, so this guy tells me, and I never sit at the bar at Cleats, ever. I think I've done it 5 times in 18. I just don't.
Sit at a table by yourself?
Yeah, I go way over in the corner where there's like 4, 5, 6 TVs, because during the game, I mean, that's where some fatties are born right there. Silly.
That's true. That's where you do your research.
Yeah, then sometimes people will come over, and I'm like, yeah, one. Sometimes they get a little, you know, can you sit? What are you coming over here wanting to sit with me for? I'm all the way over here. Take your ass over there and go away. I don't want to. So I guess they're lonely or whatever. Anyway, so the cook says he's on the phone, and I'm outside. I even called you that night, and he says, my buddy owns this store. And everybody owns a store out here now, a marijuana store. It's just gone.
Oh, it's probably crazy.
It's just gone nuts. Anyway, he's like, you know, edibles, and I told him my edible story, and he's like, no, gummy bears are regulated. Well, you know me, I just try it, right? I pop it. There's nothing going on with it. I'm like, he gave me two, so I take a little piece of the other one, and I really wasn't even drinking. I was just going to eat because they have a money little pizza there. Love it. Anyway, so I sit at the bar, and it hits me. Oh,
is that when you thought you were having a heart attack?
Probably. This guy's telling this story about, so it's everybody, of course, knows everyone, and then there's me, and I don't know anyone, because, and they're probably like, what do you do? Because they know I always sit over there. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it hits me. I start kind of laughing and giggling, because I'll either get into paranoia or start giggling. So I start giggling. This guy's telling this story about how he's doing something with his girlfriend who's leaving her husband, and the husband busted through the door, and he was doing all, I can't even say what he was doing, how he's bragging in there, and he's bragging, and then the next thing he says, now I'm housed at this point, I'm like starting to giggle and laugh, and he says, Yeah, well, then she left me a couple of days later, went back to him.
Right.
So I decide.
You were just laughing at, in his face.
I'm laughing. No, but I pipe up. I chirp up because then I get chirpy sometimes. I say, you know, you must not have been giving it to her right or something, right?
Yeah.
Now, he gets bit. Now, this guy, I didn't know. He's sitting down. He's a monster. He's like 6'6".
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, boy, not good. That's when I called you and said I go to the bars and get myself in trouble. When I said,
by the way, you know my motto, right? My motto is you only live once. So
you love YOLO?
I love YOLO. So when I come out there and it's legal, I think
you might partake?
Bish might just pop a gummy.
Yeah, I don't see why you wouldn't.
No, I can't. A gummy? No. If you're going to do it, we'll get you some of the good stuff one time. But I tell you what, it would be I have to video it. I'd have to video it.
No,
Wouldn't you get in trouble, though?
No, I can't. No, I don't think I'd be in trouble if it's legal out there.
Well, we've worked here 21 years. I've seen one drug test.
Yeah, what are they going to do?
Kidding me?
Let me tell you, if you were to do that,
I can't have my kids see it, though. I can't have my kids see it. I got to do it. We have to do it in the fat cave.
Yeah, on the down low.
Dude, it'll be priceless. I'll have to get that video out. Because it will probably make you sleepy, especially if you have cocktails.
Right.
But we could get you a gummy, I guess, or some kind of other kind of candy.
I just think, you know, I might just try it once. Never done it before.
Give it to T-Money. Who knows what could happen?
No, I'm not doing that. She's going to be off having wine with Christy at that point.
Christy doesn't drink wine. Christy will drink my new drink, which is called the Pootie Tang, which I love. It's a very refreshing drink with vodka.
What's in the Pootie Tang?
No, I mean, I know there's probably no name for it, but 3 years ago I started drinking it, made it up. I love it.
Uh-huh.
It's very refreshing in summer. It's got a lot of vodka. It's got a little splash of lemonade and a little bit of 7-Up. It's just a refreshing drink.
All right.
Skippy, we gave you more time, but it's never enough time because it's time for this week's Power Stats presented by T-Bar Solutions and Veritas. Nationals tied a Major League record Thursday, hit 5 home runs in the third inning,
yep.
8 home runs overall. T-Var Solutions Veritas providing 360-degree data management solutions for your federal IT data center challenges. Find more at tvarsolutions.com/Veritas360. By the way, in anticipation of Skippy joining us, I tweeted out a picture. Hey, Skippy's coming up next. It was Skippy and Horsey falling asleep on the way to Clearwater, Florida in 1992. Did you take a look at Horsey's skin?
Yeah, his forehead wasn't very clear, and he's wearing overalls.
All right, we gotta go, Skip. I'll call you later.
Hey, check out the cast on Tuesday. Beep. Thanks, guys. Beep.
See you, Skip. Beep. All right, Skip. Grand Danny coming up next right here on The Fan. Have a great weekend.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.